We're going to head out to Oxford, Ohio, and be joined by Miami head coach Chuck Martin. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and congratulations on the 34-20 win over Buffalo on Saturday afternoon. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about your Red Hawks victory.
Very proud of the group. It was a great victory over a really, really talented Buffalo team who was coming off a great win against Temple. Won the MAC East a year ago. Great running football team, great tailbacks, great O-line. So we knew we had our work coming out, and then you're coming off a 76-5 game against the Buckeyes, and morale's probably at an all-time low when you go through. I've never even been through that, so I really have nothing to compare it to, and I don't think anybody in our organization had either. So, and then you start off the game, and Buffalo kind of jumps on you, and they get a couple scores, and you look up, and it's 14-3, early second quarter, and you're thinking to yourself, the last four quarters in about 2 minutes, we've been outscored 90-8. And there's not a lot of energy, and there's not a lot of belief. And talk to the guys on the sidelines, and our kids showed unbelievable resolve from that point on. We scored 31 straight points, go up 34-14, hang on for a very, very solid 34-20 win. Special teams were really, really good, creating field position for us. Our punter and kicker were tremendous. Mo Thomas returning was tremendous. And then our defense with the four turnovers and our offense with no turnovers is really the story of the game.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Talk about, you said the four turnovers. What was working for your defense in being such aggressive in creating those turnovers?
Yeah, really, really execution on the first two interceptions were good job with the little blitz we had going, and we got some pressure on the quarterback. And then we had a guy cop out on the first pressure and get a hand deflected quick pass. And Mike Brown made a great diving interception, but Ryan McWood really did a nice job of showing pressure and then bailing in the throwing lane and getting a piece of it. And then the second pick the same way. Kids really did a nice job in preparation, had a pretty good idea what was coming. Mike Brown kind of jumped a route that he anticipated based on the situation of the game, what route they might be going to, and stepped in front. And again, on that play, we had tremendous pressure on the quarterback, which didn't give him time really to see coverage and make decisions. He had to get rid of the ball. So getting in the quarterback's face, like always, is a key to creating turnovers, and we did that a couple times. And then we had a couple nice strips to the quarterback, one late in the second quarter, which led to a field goal, and then obviously one late in the game when they were trying to come back. So obviously, like always, pressure, gives you an opportunity for quarterbacks to make bad decisions.
You had the return of running back Jalen Bester to the lineup after missing the last three games with an injury. Talk about his effectiveness in coming in and jump-starting the running game with 107 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, and our offense really, really statistically wasn't obviously their best day, but we've been missing three old linemen. We got two of them back. But then one of them couldn't go, and we lost another one. And we're sitting there in the second quarter down 14-3. We got two true freshman guards. We got a redshirt freshman at right tackle. And we did a nice job of being patient, did a nice job of sticking with the run game, and then having Bester back, as you alluded to. Just he's a special player and has been a special player for us, and he gets the most out of every run. And as the game went on, just like every good running team, we kind of got better as the game went on, and just like every good running back, Jalen got better as the game went on. He hadn't played since the first half of Iowa, so he shook some of the rust off, and the more carries he got, the more he looked like Jalen Bester, and obviously was a huge part of our victory.
You touched upon the effectiveness of special teams, and to touch upon Sam Sloman, including a 53-yarder, third longest in Miami history. Talk about the kind of weapon you have when you have confidence in a kicker that can convert from that distance.
Yeah, and with Sam, he can go up to 60, 62, really, to be honest with you. It's never about distance. It's just a hard kick to make from 53 to – you have to almost hit it perfect to stay straight for 53 yards. If you miss it a little bit, it's probably going to tail one way or another. So it is a tremendous weapon, and he made two field goals in the game. He also made a third one that we we took a penalty and took off the board, so he should have been 3 for 3 on field goals. And then he's seven kickoffs, 7 touchbacks. And so he was a weapon, and Kramer, our punter, was a weapon. And like I said, Mo Thomas returning was a weapon. Our special teams really were probably the key to the football game.
For a young quarterback like Brett Gabbert, what does this coming bye week mean for a young quarterback like this to be able to kind of take that breather after a month and 5 games into the season in preparing for the rest of the way in league play?
Obviously, him, like everyone, wanted to get healthy. He did not, you know, we had a tough week last week mentally and physically. Brett didn't practice until Thursday, and he only practiced limited on Thursday, and then he walked through on Friday. So, one, him just get healthy. Then, two, him, like everyone else, evaluating where we're at, what are the things he's done well, what are the things that maybe we could, and then hone in this week in practice. We're going to certainly start towards Western Michigan, but we can also take some time this week with him and everyone else to, hey, let's work on some things that we haven't been doing at the level we feel like we should be doing, and really focus on us a little bit more this week and put him in some practice situations that we think will help his development.
As you sit here 5 weeks into the season, obviously 2-3 overall, but with the league victory and getting off to a good start in league play, talk about kind of the momentum swing that you're in now with your Red Hawks.
Yeah, a lot different than last Monday when we talked. Trust me. Mm-hmm. A lot different. Sunday to Saturday, could not be more proud of this football team. They were in a tough spot. You know, everybody in our league plays challenging non-league, but, you know, we got Iowa at 4th and Ohio State's heading towards number 1, it looks like. And Cincinnati's probably going to be top 25 here with one more victory as they keep hammering everybody they play. So we like a lot of MAC teams, had a challenging, and you got to get through that physically and you got to get through that mentally. It's no fun to start 1-3. It's no fun to lose 76-5. So you got to get through it. You got to move on. Not only did you get off to a good start in MAC play, which obviously everybody's trying to do, but you beat Buffalo, who you know is, you know, you don't know how this thing's going to shake out down the road. There's 7 games left, and it's yet to be determined who's going to be good. But obviously coming into the season, you feel like Buffalo is a team that is going to be right there in the thick of it. And obviously with what they did non-league with a huge win over Temple, who appears to be a very good football team, you would assume that Buffalo is going to have a really nice MAC season. So not only getting a win, but getting a win over an East opponent that, again, they were 7-1 last year. We were 6-2. They beat us. That was a difference. So obviously that's a very good victory for our program.
Well, Chuck, congratulations on that win over Buffalo. We'll let you get back to your bye week. We will talk to you again next Monday morning.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck, again for Chuck Martin and his Miami Redhawks coming off the 34-20 win over Buffalo in that contest. Running back Jalen Bester, career high 107 yards rushing and 1 touchdown, while defensive back Mike Brown, 6 tackles and 2 interceptions, including 1 interception returned 25 yards for a touchdown. And senior kicker Sam Sloman, again, 2 of 2 field goals with both converted, 21-yarder and a 53-yard field goal. The 53-yarder, the 3rd longest field goal in Miami history. For Miami, they will be off with a bye week this week, and the next they'll be at Western Michigan on October 12th.